Big Shotgun with us for at least another 30 minutes. I'm going to get into some of the other news that hasn't been covered in the Middle East, the economy, the police state, recap some of the latest developments with the unfolding disaster and cover-up in Japan with the radiation coming our way. But we're taking your phone calls right now. Trevor in Canada was going to give us a few more tips because he lived in that area of Japan, just moved to Canada with his Japanese wife in the last year, and you were going to give us some tips about the area. Go ahead, sir.
It's a very rural part of Japan, to the point they don't even have a major highway system connecting that Fukushima area yet. They've just started to build into that region, and that's one of the things that's delaying the relief efforts. The only way to get into those areas at this point is to come up the center of the country over the mountainous areas and down some very narrow mountainous roads to the coast. One thing I am noticing in the international media is they're sort of overplaying the damage to by saying, for example, Sendai has been devastated. Well, Sendai is a huge city. It's 20 kilometers inland. Those areas weren't actually affected. It's the coastal areas near Sendai. And there's no doubt, not to downplay anything, the coastal towns have been ravaged really badly. We know many of our friends have lost their homes. And so it is a great tragedy. But, again, the bigger tragedy is, again, how much information they're hiding from their own people. And these are rural areas. These people are, you know, they don't have a lot of means, and they're going to suffer greatly from this. And not just the physical loss of their properties, but
Trevor, could
futures.
Could I ask you a question about the culture of Japan and how they're handling this issue? Why is it you think that there's so much calm and order in Japan, even in the face of this catastrophe, whereas perhaps in many other regions of the world, it wouldn't be the case. It would be a lot more chaotic. What you live there, what are your thoughts on that?
Well, one of the reasons, you know, to be completely frank, is Japan is very much a big brother society now, and they have been for a large part of their history. It's always come down from the top, and people do move and react based on what they're told.
But do you think it's going to last? What, if people realize that they're not being told the truth, will that hold out, or will they start to break and rebel against their own government?
It's pretty hard to do when that's been a mindset you've grown up with.
They didn't rebel for a year when the U.S. bombed every square inch of their cities.
In areas, definitely, you know, the people are smarter than, you know, than we're giving them credit for. They know what's going on, but it's hard because you're fighting a system that's been in place for a long time, and they're going to have a hard go of it. And I think they'll probably ultimately be left to their own to deal with it themselves. You know, that area will just be sort of written off. And that's
if they keep trying to evacuate Tokyo with 37 million, that's a disaster in and of itself. Thank you, Trevor. Good to hear from you. Real quick call in the rest of this 2 minutes. Chuck in New York, you're on the air.
How you doing, Alex and Mike? Good to talk to you. Real quick thing. The first thing, I wouldn't have brought this up, but I've actually worked in telecommunications, television, for quite a number of years. They've had an internet kill switch, and they've had a numerous ways, including a black box in every transmitter and cable system that's in this country.
Yeah, no, that's true. They're just now getting us ready for its use now.
Exactly. But my point, I live 25 miles away from a couple of nuclear reactors. One of them might be a Mark One. It's very, very old. About 6 years ago, they had a big local blitz where you could go to the pharmacy and get potassium iodate, and everybody could get it. And I've had my own. I know where I live, but my wife went and got some, and they were in nice blister packs. And I was out of town working, and when I said, "Oh, I'd like to pick some up to have in my my pack." And I went there 3 weeks later after that, and suddenly no one had it anymore.
Yeah, they've had a federal program to encourage people around reactors to get potassium iodate, but it only protects you from one type of radiation. And so, yeah, there's a big program there. Good points, Chuck. Thank you. Jackie, Matthew, Kent, we'll take those calls. Then we're going to get into some other issues and the latest on the nukes.
This special announcement is brought to you by Renaissance Charge.
Have you ever wondered if you could make your car run on 100% electric power for free? It is now possible. How about a simple device that is both a super efficient motor and a free energy generator at the same time? What if this could also be used to restore useless batteries and save you lots of money? Because our customers asked for it, we have organized the Renaissance Charge Conference Workshop on July 29th to July 31st at the beautiful Coeur d'Alene Resort in Idaho. Not only will you see these fascinating energizers, but you will be able to build some alongside genius inventor John Bedini. Participate in this truly historic event featuring our cutting-edge alternative energy, Tesla technology. Register early for the best seats and advanced workshop by visiting rcharge.com. That's r-charge.com for details. Or call 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514.
America, you've been warned. For weeks, we've been warning you about a single event we believe will happen in the next 12 months that will shake the very foundations of our nation. We've told you about the video that details this shocking prediction. So far, over 6 million people have watched this free video online. Have you? Again, this big event has nothing to do with war or the stock market, yet it could change everything about your normal way of life, the way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. Could this really happen? Well, the man who created this video has been right about many predictions in his career. He was among the first to predict the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. If you haven't taken time to watch this free video, do it right now. You may never think about America the same way again. You can find the free video at endofamerica3.com. Again, that's www.endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
If you own a septic system, or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy-to-use, 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems, and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge. Stops costly pump outs and repairs and removes septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafeOne.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafeOne.com. Or call toll free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Mike Adams is our guest here. I've got a lot of other news on the police state, the Middle East, the U.S. and world politics, the economy that we're going to be covering at the bottom of the hour. Also the latest, they've got more of the stricken plants on fire, more explosions, more radioactive steam rising. The Japanese government now being a little more truthful, saying the radiation's so high we may even pull out emergency workers. ABC News reported that this morning, as well as the Kyoto News. So we told you Friday, when a tsunami and earthquakes hit and they don't have power to plants, you're going to have a problem. Then when the one blew up Saturday, I said fallout. The media said, no, there's no problem. Nothing's been in the internal containment facility breached. Now, they admit that did happen. Then on Monday, Fukushima 3 Mark 1 plutonium-based plant blew sky high in a giant mushroom cloud. Now we learn on top of all of them, they were storing hundreds of thousands. I can't believe this number. Over 600,000 rods. We don't know how many got blown, but we know that they had hundreds of thousands stored above the Mark 1 into the sky. Everything they touch then becomes radioactive. Sure, they're heavy. Their particles may not float across, but they're going into the ocean, but they touch other things and makes them radioactive. And our media is saying, hey, NCAA, Obama spent an hour and a half this morning with his picks, national press conferences, and he said this is a nice diversion from what's happening, as if it's good to be diverted. The Pentagon knows what's going on with the radiation. They've got aircraft there. They're telling the public, oh, we might send an aircraft tomorrow. to do some tests. They don't want you to know. The Japanese government is not releasing the radiation detection information in the two states or prefects, as they're known, prefectures, as they're known, in the middle of Fukushima. We can put that map back on screen. They say, still gathering data. They have it everywhere else in high levels of radiation, but there, we're not going to not release that right now. Don't want to create a panic. The winds are blowing right at us. That's the big issue, my friends. And here's the article, Obama fiddles while Fukushima burns. That's PrisonPlanet.com, InfoWars.com. Obama plays while Japan begs for help. Mike Adams, again, what do you make of that before we go back to calls?
Well, the whole situation really demonstrates how fragile our entire civilization has become. So many interdependencies. For example, the nuclear power plants there in Japan, they were dependent on the power grid to run the generators once the power failed. And the generators were required to circulate the coolant that would keep the rods cool. And those failed because of the tsunami. These interdependencies extend to the food supply, to food sources, to the soils, the farming soils, to just every area of life, medicine, even education, even how we raise our children or have babies. It's all interlinked. And that's one thing that this crisis has to get us thinking about. How are we going to eat food if it's irradiated? How are the Japanese people going to survive if they can't use a huge portion of their country for the next 10 centuries?
And anytime people come up with reasonable, sustainable ideas that are local, the feds block it, just like all over the world, not just here in the U.S. Federal governments, central governments will give you a tax incentive to put solar in, but only hook it into the larger grid.
That's right.
And then they won't come out and give you an inspection most of the time if it's your own solar. So it's all about keeping us dependent.
They're not really supporting independent living or independent thinking for that.
The only way to have a clean, safe society is that you run it yourself locally and you can watch it and you're in control. Anything big and centralized always deteriorates because those on top can't run it, don't want to run it, get greedy, get delusional.
That's absolutely right. This is why freedom is the answer, really, if you get down to it. Local control, local freedom, and by control, I mean that the locals are controlling their own communities and towns and food supply and so on. Local food security, local barter and exchange using honest money systems, local medicine where doctors can actually make their own decisions without being thrown in jail by the feds.
Freedom is the answer.
Freedom is always the answer. On this issue, as well as just about every other issue that we talk about, or that you talk about on your show, freedom is the answer.
Same thing for internet freedom, open source, locally controlled, not centralized by Homeland Security.
Exactly. The diversity of information on the internet creates safety because it gives people more options of where they can get information.
If we didn't have an internet, they'd be telling us no one was hurt and there was no radiation.
Right. Think about it. If this were 1985 and we didn't have the internet, this would be a completely different story. People wouldn't be able to listen to you as much as they do now. People wouldn't be getting information from me or others out there who are writing about this, and they wouldn't be getting the whole story. They'd be getting the government version, which is sterilized and watered down and engineered to create a specific spin message with a design, with an intention that people won't panic and won't pay attention and won't stress the supply lines by getting prepared, for example.
We're going to talk more about that. And you know what? Let's just take you all the way into the hour. Is your wife cool with that?
I think so, yeah.
She needs some food or something?
No.
We always bring her out.
We bring our own superfoods, actually. We're always drinking.
We'll keep you to 50 after then because there's too much to cover. We'll go over this other news with you, too. Let's go to Matthew in Illinois. Matthew, you're on the air.
Hi, Alex. Big-time listener. Love your show. Just want to let you know. I have a couple questions, if you don't mind me asking.
Sure, launch them.
Well, I'm a 21-year-old kid, college student, so I'm very...
You're not
ignorant.
A kid, you're a man. They teach you you're a kid till you're 30 now.
Oh, really? Well, I'm still young. But I just want to know, as far as this whole crisis is going, I watched the video that you provided, Fall of America, and it was a real eye-opener to me. And I guess what I want to know is, because he said that, you know, you have to subscribe to it, I want to know, do you think if this is, or anybody else, worth investing into his tips that he had, like silver, invest in the gold Bible, the silver secret.
Well, listen, Stansberry Research has a great track record of predictions and analysis. That's a sponsor, endofamerica3.com, but I wouldn't have taken the sponsor if I didn't overwhelmingly, you know, agree with their analysis. It doesn't mean I've read all their thousands of newsletters and agree with every single pick that his 20-plus researchers come out with. You make your own decisions. More information is better, but that's my bottom line there.
Okay. All right. I just wanted to get your personal opinion on that. And also, as far as like work, this potassium iodide, I just want to know where I can get it and what else me and my family can do to take steps to like.
All right. Thank you, Matthew.
Health.
Yeah. The medical grade potassium iodine is pretty much sold out everywhere. And then people say, well, if you take the natural drops from kelp or barley or dulse or alfalfa, that isn't going to protect you. But from my research, sure, you've got the mega dose, which can actually make you sick, and I'm not giving medical advice here. Figure it out for yourself. But for me personally, if you just take a little more than the regular allowance of it, that also fills it so it doesn't absorb as much. It's just the medical grade kind of overkills. Mike Adams, you've studied this in depth.
Well, this gets to the issue of these ongoing nutritional deficiencies that are always impacting America and other nations. If people weren't so deficient in iodine, like they are in vitamin D and magnesium and other nutrients, then this wouldn't be such a big issue because you would already have more iodine in your thyroid. And by the way, iodine is transported in your body to specific tissues, breast tissues and prostate tissues, in addition to your thyroid. And that's why this radiation, and if radioactive iodine is carried through dust and through wind into America, and if people come into contact with it, you're going to see increased rates of breast cancer and prostate cancer. And I don't see the main...
The U.S. government detonated, we learned, over 300, other countries around 200, so it's 500 plus. Why do you think since the 50s cancer went way up? I mean, it's a no-brainer.
It's certainly one of the reasons. I mean, obviously there's hormones in the middle.
It's a cocktail.
Right. There's so much contamination right now, even before this incident in Japan. Now, this could make it worse. But if people had better nutrition from the get-go, you know, more iodine, more trace minerals, more fresh produce in their diets to begin with. And I'm not saying you can't eat meat or you can't do this and that. I'm just saying get more superfood nutrition.
But, I mean, having regular iodine to a great extent will already protect you, not the superdose.
That's exactly right. And by the way, there are many cooked foods. There are many sources of healthy free-range meat, for example, that can actually provide some level of iodine.
What's good?
In terms of getting iodine?
Give us a cocktail of things that have good natural iodine.
Well, the seaweeds. Dulse is very high. In kombu is very high. I don't know if I'm pronouncing these in the...
Why is alfalfa listed?
Alfalfa is a type of plant that takes in a lot of trace minerals from the soil, just like grasses. If you juice wheatgrass, for example, if that wheatgrass is grown in soil that's high in iodine, then you'll get the iodine in the wheatgrass juice. But if you grow your wheatgrass in soil that lacks iodine... because it's been over-farmed or, agriculturally abused, then you won't get the iodine or the magnesium or the selenium or these other trace minerals that your body needs. And a lot of this will come down to nutrition if we get exposed in North America. So there are many things that can help protect against cancer. Iodine is not like sunscreen versus a nuke. It's not going to stop cancer through your whole body. It only really protects your glandular system. There are other systems that can be affected and that can get cancer.
What are some of the other things? We had a pharmacist on, he was saying the same thing. What are some other things that protect other systems?
Well, selenium is a trace mineral that protects against cancer. It's very well known for that. Zinc has an anti-cancer effect. Omega-3 fatty acids and vitamin D. There's research out there that shows that vitamin D can help prevent 4 out of 5 cancers of all types. Colon cancer, leukemia, brain tumors, you name it. And virtually all Americans, virtually everyone, is deficient in vitamin D.
Right.
The U.S. government set the levels artificially low.
Let's jam in one more call. Kent in Ohio. Go ahead. You're on the air.
Hi, this is Kent from Cincinnati.
Hey,
I've got a degree from Purdue University in applied physics, specializing in scientific programming and nuclear engineering. But it's only a bachelor's degree, so I don't know as much about this topic as, you know, PhD or something. With, you know what they say about a little bit of knowledge being dangerous. And I know that metals hold radioactivity fairly well. And we all know that breathing aluminum from chemtrails is bad. If breathing aluminum is bad, how about breathing radioactive aluminum from the chemtrails? What do you think about this radioactive stuff coming over to California, contaminating the chemtrails?
Well, there's all sorts of weather modification going on, so it sounds like that would actually add to it. Mike Adams?
Well, clearly, I'm not a physicist either, so I don't know what is the how well aluminum picks up radiation and then emits it. However, your caller has a good point. The radiation is going to affect many systems. What's in the atmosphere? What's in the food? What's in the water? What's in the seafood?
Kent, anything else?
Just one quick thing. Paul Watson is a great writer. That article that he did at the last minute yesterday, terrific.
Yeah, the one breaking down the 60,000 fuel rods More than that, 600,000 blown sky high.
Alex has told you that the Mideast uprisings over food prices and shortages caused by fuel costs are spreading worldwide. We're seeing the impact right here in the United States. Ethanol that was supposed to reduce petroleum use and fuel prices hit a 30-month high in February, and pump prices are expected to reach $5 a gallon. Because of shipping costs, food is being priced out of the reach of millions of Americans with an expected 35% jump in the next 60 days. Move quickly while you can still afford it, and eFoods Direct will pay your shipping costs for you. For the best-tasting, long-term storable food, you pay nothing for shipping and can put every dollar into food at today's prices. eFoods Direct, food so delicious you can serve it tonight or save it for the future. Take advantage of free shipping by calling 800-409-5633 on the web, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex, 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
All of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know the surveys were made in Texas as to whether it should leave the Union and become an independent nation? It was taken after Governor Rick Perry said Texas might have to leave the United States because of Obama's illegal socialization of America. Republicans, Democrats, and independents answered the questionnaire, as well as private citizens. 6.1 million said Texas would be better off by leaving the United States. We'd like to help you understand these world events in the light of Bible prophecy by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now.
Come back and hit other news and other points that Mike Adams is here to cover. You know, we know about the nukes and how they're lying about that. They've been caught now red-handed. That's confirmed. Whitewashing this. Our own government doing it now. We know they're lying and whitewashing. The extent is not known. But what else is going on? And we got a big news blitz coming up with Mike Adams, and then we'll take whoever's left call-wise from this board of callers. We can't take any more after this. So Zach, Tim, Jeremy, Dave, and Josh will have to stop at those. We'll end the overdrive at the end of this hour. I will, before we end, also give you the latest big developments that are unfolding. You can obviously track what's happening at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. You can also go to Mike Adams' excellent group of sites, NaturalNews.com, chief among them. Okay, let's go to Zach in Texas, then Tim in Deutschland. Zach, you're on the air worldwide.
Alex Jones, my hero. What's up? Hey, I got a question for the Health Ranger.
Yes.
I got these Iodorol tablets. They're 50 milligrams, which has, 30 milligrams of the potassium iodide and 20 of just elemental iodine. We started taking them,
I'm not going to give you medical advice, but let me see if I'm right. I would personally, then you need about 130 milligrams of that, they say, with the medical grade stuff, but it can make you feel bad because it overfills it. You would take three of those a day for about a week to fully fill up. I'm not giving medical advice. That's what the inserts on other ones say. What would you say?
Well, first of all, I would say you don't need to take any right now because there's no radiation in North America from this incident. I would wait and take a precautionary approach.
That we know of.
That we know of, right. Now, but there are a lot of people out there with Geiger counters. And, you know, even in California and Oregon, I mean, I own a Geiger counter, you know, because I've been prepared for a long, long time, and probably you do too. So if people start getting readings on those, you can bet they're going to call in and you and I are going to hear about it. And that's the time where if you're in the path of that, you need to start really dosing up. Now, I know you got to have iodine before the radiation exposure at some level.
So take the natural nutrient supplement type.
That's what I would do. That's what I'm doing. I'm eating a lot of seaweed right now. I'm eating dried sea kelp, for example. I take a lot of seaweed as just a regular part of my diet, though, in any case, and I encourage other people to do that because it has many other benefits, too. There's so many health benefits to eating seaweed and microalgae such as
chlorella. That would be dulse or kelp?
Dulse, kelp, nori. You can go to a sushi restaurant, you know, and just eat sushi with the seaweed wrap on it, and that's very high in iodine. Now, the iodine pills are extremely high, and because there is a risk of side effects, I don't want people to potentially be overdosing on them right now out of a fear of something that hasn't really headed our way yet. It may, but right now, I would say, let's just take a look at the situation here in North America. It's different if you're in Japan, of course. That's you know, code red emergency. But in North America right now, I would say wait and see and hold on to your pills. You may need more of them later.
All right. Hope that answers your question, Zach. Tim in Germany, you're on the air.
Hello?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sorry. There was background noise. Yeah, I still think we are worrying still too much, or we're giving up too early about the response. We are complaining too much about the corruption and planning what pills we're going to take. I think we still need to force them harder or push them harder on what they do on the reactors.
I know, but they got 50 people working in there on a suicide mission. ABC News reports that the Japanese may even pull them out, so I don't think we're being defeatist. We were being honest about how bad the crisis was on Friday, Saturday, and being criticized for it, and now we've been proven correct.
Right. There's one plug I want to make for a webpage. It's jltt.de. There's a single-page article on there. I think the Japanese still have a couple of options. They failed badly with the helicopters now because they started it way too late. But I think they should use, they produced one thing that's still, or one of the few things that is still produced in America, is good fire extinguishing equipment. And there's some strong industrial grade fire extinguishing gears. And they can pump like 6,000 gallons a minute. And I think they should really mount them on the top.
Well, yeah, where's the U.S. military? They're swarming that area with firefighting equipment. But the radiation is so high, sir, that they pulled out. So I thought our military is there to fight and die to protect us. And you sign on to this. Well, get in there, warriors. Be like the Japanese. Go, go, go. Let's see it. What do you think of that statement, Jim?
Well, I don't want to see the people suffering and dying, not the Japanese and not the Americans, because...
Well, they don't shut this down, more are going to. So we got the... It's like in an anthill, you got the warrior ants. I don't see the warrior ants in there.
Right, but the link is jltt.de. Have some people read over it.
Yeah, we'll check it. I appreciate your call from Germany. Good to hear from you. We'll come back and get your take on that. Go ahead and start. We got 30 seconds.
When you sign up for the military, you are essentially agreeing to give your life for the protection of your countrymen and women. And they may be called on to do that right now. And that is a sacrifice that a nation may demand that people make. It's that serious.
Well, yeah, the radiation's coming our way. Get in there, tough guys. Let's go.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Do you want to learn more about preparing for the hard times ahead? Have you ever thought about actually getting off the grid and becoming truly self-reliant? Introducing Off the Grid News, a weekly newsletter for independent Americans who want practical advice on how to survive and even prosper in an increasingly dangerous world. It's the best way to get a black belt in emergency preparedness, survival skills, and off-the-grid living. Packed with hard-hitting information on gardening, food preparation, alternative energy, and home security, there's simply nothing like it. And the best part, this $100 annual subscription is now free of charge. Simply sign up today and you'll also get our hard-hitting report, Food Shock, Why 2011 Could Be the Single Most Important Year in American History to Plant a Family Garden. It's absolutely free for listeners who sign up at offthegridnews.net. That's offthegridnews.net. Get your free Food Shock right now at offthegridnews.net.
America, you've been warned. For weeks, we've been warning you about a single event we believe will happen in the next 12 months that will shake the very foundations of our nation. We've told you about the video that details this shocking prediction. So far, over 6 million people have watched this free video online. Have you? Again, this big event has nothing to do with war or the stock market, yet it could change everything about your normal way of life. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. Could this really happen? Well, the man who created this video has been right about many predictions in his career. He was among the first to predict the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. If you haven't taken time to watch this free video, do it right now. You may never think about America the same way again. You can find the free video at endofamerica3.com. Again, that's www.endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
Extend your life with Rich Dental Bite. Hi, my name's Russ, and after my heart attack, I wasn't sure what was going to happen. I needed to keep on working, but now it's becoming a problem. I heard about these garlic cayenne drops and hoped it would help me. Well, I've been taking them for about 4 months, and the way I'm feeling now, I can see how I just might make it to retirement, thanks to Extendivite.
My name's Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendivite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendivite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Okay, before the hour ends, I will give you the latest developments as we collate them on the situation in Fukushima. Obviously, more fires, more explosions, more smoke. You can't get much worse than Fukushima 1 and 3 blowing up when they stored the old reactor rods on top of the buildings. And then, I mean, they're just all over the place. It's unspeakable. And the media hides it in plain view. This is going on. But, really doesn't have people focus in on it. But here's the article that we need to get out to everybody, Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com. Fukushima, alert, Fukushima cover-up, 40 years of spent nuclear rods blown sky high. And you can count on government to cover this up unless you demand the truth and you demand the military be out there testing it, flying over the aircraft. Not, we're going to send one tomorrow, 6 days into it. You better believe they're all over it. That's why when Fukushima 3 blew up, the big one, the plutonium-based reactor, on Monday morning, the fleet just hauled out of there 200 miles down south just fast as they could because some of their ships got radiated. And we're going to put something on screen for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers. I did say give that to Kurt and Watson. I want them to post a blurb with this live map out of Japan feeding the numbers the government's putting out. If you look there, that state or prefectory there in the middle is where Fukushima is based. In fact, we've got it blown up so much you can't see that it says Fukushima over on the side, but that's Fukushima where the cursor is. And you notice that they're saying they're having 87 to 900 plus readings of high radiation around Tokyo. That's where the wind turned yesterday and blew it south. But you notice in the area right around, in the two states, the regions, local governments right around Fukushima, a huge area, they're saying under survey, they're not giving the numbers out. And that's also in the Japanese news. Mike Adams, what do you think's going on there?
Well, clearly, they're just not sharing the information. They don't want people to know how bad it is. That's been the case almost from the start on this because they don't want people to panic. You know, Obama's trying to distract Americans from the story. The Japanese government's trying to say, don't worry, be happy. And the fact is, this is an explosive situation, literally and figuratively.
Have you ever seen how a mockingbird, if it's got a nest out in your bush, will fly and act like its wings hurt and stuff? If you get near the, if you get near their nest, you can tell where their nest is at because they'll get on the ground and act like they're hurt.
Right.
They'll dive bomb you. Obama's going, look, NCAA, well, sports, meet with the hockey team. And he admitted, this is a distraction. And he's walking around with a broken wing. I mean, it's disgusting.
Well, but they're not going to be able to succeed at covering this up. This story won't go away, especially if people start getting radioactivity out of their food.
But March Madness.
Well, madness is the right word for it. I don't know about March because this is going to continue all year long and probably through 2012 as well. We're going to have to rethink the entire nuclear future of our planet.
Mainline news is saying this could go on for months.
Absolutely.
Cooking and melting and steaming and exploding.
I mean, everybody's getting a lesson in nuclear physics this week, but on the fuel rods, they don't cool down just by throwing a little seawater on them. These things continue to generate heat for a very long period of time, and you have to pump coolant through them for a long period of time. Otherwise, I mean, we're talking weeks and
months. The plant looks like Godzilla went to town on it. I mean, how are they going to fix any of that?
Well, they're not. I mean, they admitted today that they pulled the workers out. It's too dangerous for the workers. That is throwing in the towel, Alex. That's a surrender. That's a pre-Chernobyl type of moment. I don't know how they expect to be able to get back in there now. Is the radiation going to magically go down on its own? No. It doesn't work that way. It's going to get worse.
Yeah, it's got billions of years of half-life, depending on what isotope.
And you're fighting the laws of physics. And when you fight the laws of physics, just like when you fight the laws of economics, you eventually lose as a society or as a civilization. This civilization has got to wake up. It's got to mature. It's got to learn some very difficult lessons. There's going to be a lot of loss of life, unfortunately. It's already happened. There's going to be more. But our civilization on this planet has got to wake up and grow up and start to get real about what we're the decisions we're making and what we're talking about. I mean, like your show needs to be listened to by everybody who's out there just watching, you know, daytime TV and sports and all that.
I don't know. It may not be as important as March Madness.
Well, I didn't even know March Madness was on until you told me about it when I came in here today. That's how disconnected I am from the sports scene and how focused I am.
You're some kind of weirdo.
I know. That's why I've been told that from time to time for some reason.
I mean, you come in here with baby formula that's over half corn syrup.
Yes.
And it totally hurt, you know, it's not good for the children, the studies show. Who cares about babies? March Madness, man.
I'm going to bring more demo products for you next time, too. Some crazy stuff that I found out there, like the blueberry cereal that doesn't have blueberries in it. I'll bring a box for you. I don't mean to get off topic.
No. Next time you're in, we'll have you back in next week since I heard you're going to be back in town. Okay. Let's have you come in here and like go over some of those products.
Show and tell. Yeah, and you know, if this situation gets worse in Japan, we could be bringing in, well, maybe I don't want to bring it in, but radioactive food. How about proof that the food is radioactive and that we
bring in tomatoes with a Geiger counter?
Yeah, well, you know, GMOs and radioactive. I mean, imagine that. I don't mean to make.
Well, next they'll do. Remember China last 2 years ago when the melamine was coming into the U.S. The EPA came out and the FDA came out and said, you know what, melamine isn't bad for kids now.
Well, you know, we've got reports of China. In China, they're making rice out of plastic. It's not just the melamine. You know, it's the plastic in the food now, too. The stuff that's being grown in the U.S., thanks to the GMO seed companies, is, in my opinion, well, just another catastrophe.
That's because there's so much toxic waste and stuff they can't get rid of. They put it back in the food to go down the sewage system. Now, I'm going to stop and give you the floor for the next 10 minutes before I go through a blitz of news that I've got here. Not just dealing with this whole reactor situation that's become a distraction to a certain extent, but we must cover it from the other things that are happening, the gun grabbing, the economy meltdown. But go over some of the other things that this nuclear disaster reveals, the other things they're covering up.
Well, it reveals this pattern of covering things up, and this pattern extends into so many areas. We already talked about the GMOs. Fluoride now is coming to the surface, where this big push to fluoridate the municipal water supplies around the world is now being revealed as really just a chemical poisoning effort. And the science is inarguable on this. The fluoride is going to have to stop. The poisoning, the mass poisoning of our planet and of our people is going to have to stop. And I believe, Alex, that this event, this nuclear event, is going to wake people up and to start looking at these patterns. I mean, why do we have daytime talk shows that are focused on, I don't know, people's relationships, but they're not talking about what families really need to know? Like, do you have some extra food stored away? Do you have a water filter?
Well, they try to sell things that aren't families to break everybody up.
Well,
sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, no, you're right. You're right. But we are distracted as a planet, as a global civilization. We've been distracted and pushed in the wrong directions on so many issues that people have lost sight of what's really important. And I got to say this, Alex, in America today, because we've been so abundant and things have come to us so relatively easily over the last 100 years, many of us have become complacent. We've gotten to the point where we believe that things should come to us easily, and we're not willing to do the preparedness and do the hard work and put in the effort that it takes to grow your own food, for example.
Oh, let's face it. A lot of Americans, especially young people, you see, they think breathing is almost work. They think anything is, how dare you ask me to do something. They just are entitled.
Well, it is this entitlement mentality, and I know I'm going to get some hate mail for this, for bringing up Wisconsin again, but there I think we saw a lot of people who were already well paid by the state, but who still had an entitlement mentality, like the state owes us more than the average person is making, more benefits, more pay, for doing essentially less than a lot of people are doing on their own. I mean, I work 16-hour days. I know you do too. Many of us out there who are sort of making our own living, small businesses, people are working 12 hours, 14 hours, 16-hour days, and they have to pay for their own health care if they want any. I don't even buy health care because I don't even want to support that whole system. So we are working, and we are trying to bring back this idea that I see here in Texas, by the way, because I've been talking to a lot of farmers here, this idea that working is honest and it's rewarding, and that's the only way to create wealth and abundance and self-reliance in our system. These farmers are out there. I've been talking to farmers, and they're not afraid of work, Alex. They're not afraid to go out there and put in a 16-hour day. Hard work, hard labor work. But if you go into a lot of cities, a lot of people, and I don't mean to characterize everybody like this, it's not everybody, but you see a lot of people who are afraid to put in the hard work to get the results that they want. And because of that entitlement mentality, and because of that complacency, that lack of preparedness, we now have a nation, I think we have a world, where people are not ready for what's coming. And what's coming, you know, this nuclear incident is just the beginning, I believe. It's just the tip of the iceberg. We've got a financial tsunami coming, to use that metaphor. We've got a health tsunami. We've got pharmaceutical contamination of our waterways, of our oceans, of our world. We've got the vaccine issue. We've got Bill Gates out there talking about people who don't vaccinate their children are baby killers. I mean, come on. The issues are outrageous, and it's time that we finally stood up and started having some honest talk about what's really going on out there, Alex. Where do you want me to go with this? I'm trying to get the emphasis to the people out there about how much we got to wake up, but I don't know where you want me to focus. I don't want to get too far off track.
No, I mean, it just shows how when we live in denial and think everything's a joke, reactors blow up.
Yeah.
Wars get started. You know, I know a lot of great people in our military. It's the leadership that's bad, but, you know, dropping hellfire missiles on people who you don't even know their name in Afghanistan, that's manly. But where are the militaries in there with the reactor? They're sending the police and the plant workers in to the death sentence. And then that means more people are going to die around them, and more people are going to get radiated because the warrior bees are not doing their job.
Well, that brings up a good point. Most people, I think, miscalculate risk. And, for example, the whole war on terrorism, there's a lot of money and a lot of effort going in that direction. But if you look at the numbers, the U.S. Food and Drug Administration is killing far more Americans through its actions and its inaction, for example, not pulling dangerous drugs off the market.
Yeah, what's the number of admitted bad drug interactions or drug side effects that kills hundreds of thousands a year?
Well, it's anywhere from 100,000 to about 240,000 a year, depending on who you believe, whose numbers you believe. But those are deaths caused by FDA-approved pharmaceuticals, approved by the government, used according to the label, used as directed. Those are deaths that dwarf the number of deaths that have been associated with terrorism, even if you believe the government's explanation of 9/11 and so on. So you have to really look at where are the threats to our lives, to our health, to our families, and to our freedoms. And those threats that are very real are not the areas that our government is telling us to focus on. They're telling us to focus on March Madness now. I've just learned that today here. They're telling us to focus on terrorism, this mystical idea, and they give us fear stories from time to time. They're telling us to focus on these bombers that the FBI is even coordinating with. You know, you've talked about this a lot, but they're not telling us to focus on shoring up your financial preparedness situation, or shoring up your emergency medicine supply in your own home, or teaching your kids the value of hard work, or getting more vitamin D into your body, or eating better, growing some of your own food, having some food security, knowing your neighbors, knowing your local community members, having more local community power instead of centralized Washington power telling you what to do every single day. We have a nation now that has become so dependent on Washington that people have forgotten how to live their own lives. They've forgotten that rugged individualism that made America great. And I'm afraid, I actually fear about it. I'm not trying to spread fear on this, Alex, but I'm concerned that America is at risk of losing what made it great, which is that individualism, that ability to go out and do hard work and be creative and get results and work together. And if we had that kind of creativity right now, I think we could solve this nuclear issue in Japan. Why isn't the U.S. military in there right now helping Japan solve
this problem? Because it's dangerous. They don't have a drone to fix it.
Right. They need a drone, a remote-controlled pilot to go in there and fix it. Come on. You know, lives are at stake. The planet's at stake right now. We are talking about the future of human civilization on our planet. I mean, civilization...
Get in there, military! Listen, I went and saw the movie The Battle of L.A., and the whole thing was a Marine Corps ad, the little kid going, "You're my little Marine," and join the Marines. That was Pentagon, the whole thing, because they couldn't sell joining the military to kill brown people anymore, so now it's killing aliens. But the whole thing was Department of Defense brainwashing. And, you know, they don't care about the troops. They're taking the death benefits of the troops. You know, my point is people need to realize the amount of brainwashing that's going on. Mike Adams, let me throw out a few news items at people here and get your take on it. Wholesale prices up 1.6% just in the last few months, the highest food price index increase since November of 1974. That's inflation. That's Associated Press. Here's another one. Housing starts see biggest drop since 1984. I thought we were in the recession ended a year and a half ago, Mike, or June of 2009. So housing starts see biggest drop since 84. Stocks fall on weak economic reports. Japan crisis. Mandatory spending to exceed all federal revenues 50 years ahead of schedule. Weekly stand. I mean, just total meltdown of the economy. GE's $1 billion in nuclear sales at risk as nations ponder industry's future. Bloomberg. So we've got that. I mean, look, there's total mismanagement because the economy is set up for a small coterie of bankers to just set up Ponzi schemes and make short-term profits.
That's exactly right. The systems that we are thriving on, or not even thriving, but just surviving on right now in our world are so unsustainable. We did an article recently about the top 12 things that are unsustainable on our planet, everything ranging from the debt system that's going to collapse to destruction of habitat, you know, clear-cutting of forest to grow genetically modified soybeans. There are so many systems that are unsustainable that as a planet, if we don't get on top of this and start finding new ways to live on our planet, just to have honest money and to have honest health care, you know, like real medicine.
It's destroying confidence in the entire system because it's so corrupt, and then the society breaks down, and then we go into the Stone Age. Civilization is a delicate jewel. And you know, we can't pick our genetic ancestors, but this is a term I want to introduce here. We can't pick our genetic ancestors. I can't, you know, say I'm Japanese when I'm not, or I can't say I'm Portuguese when I'm not. But we can pick our intellectual ancestors. We can pick who we admire, people that stand up for real things, who are trailblazers, who have courage. Yeah. And so we need to ask, who are our intellectual ancestors? Who do we want to, you know, sign on to intellectually? Here's another one, New York Post pointing out Obama the Invisible during this emergency. We've got the Middle East situation unfolding here. Globalist stooge El Baradei is prying his way into the presidency with that stage stuff over there. Gaddafi retaking Libya. Another report, Infowars.com. U.S. to lose 5th Fleet in a few weeks. The United States will lose its 5th Fleet because in Bahrain in a few weeks following its support of embattled monarchy. The U.S. 5th Fleet in Bahrain in a matter of weeks because they have said that they want it removed. Continuing, Syrian forces break up Damascus protest. Bahrain crackdown routes protesters. Saudi Arabian's government pour in. They're shooting people in the streets. Obama says only March Madness matters. Just totally sick. Young leaders of Egyptians revolt, snub Clinton in Cairo. They're waking up to what's happening. That's just some of the news on that front. Mike Adams, your take on that?
Well, there's so many changes on afoot right now in our world that it's very clear that this is a turning point. Our world is never going to be the same after this Fukushima accident as it was before. And people are going to need to start questioning what they're being told, questioning these promises made by science for GMOs, for nuclear power, for mercury fillings, for vaccines, and so on. Start questioning those things and get to some real
questions. Yeah, question folks selling you death because they want to get rid of toxic waste. Mike Adams, we'll have you in very soon, healthranger.com. Thank you for coming in with us.
Thanks. Glad to join
us. Amazing. We'll be back with final news.
Sore throat? Spray that with Dermatol. Diaper rash? Spray that with Dermatol.
Ouch!
Burn or cut? Spray that with Dermatol for shockingly fast relief. If you had room for only one first aid product in your preparedness kit, you need Dermatol because it works on almost every skin irritation or injury. All natural Dermatol brings amazing relief to burns, cuts, scrapes, bites, boils, shingles, rashes, elderly skin tears, even chronic diabetic ulcers and bed sores. Dermatol is an all natural antimicrobial, antiviral, and antifungal wound cleanser that speeds healing with no side effects, is safe for all ages and skin types, and is even safe enough to spray on sore throats or onto sore eyes. Read our many testimonials at Dermatol.com, spelled Dermatol.com. Order online at Dermatol.com or call 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Effective, efficient, economical. Spray it all with Dermatol.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
We all need to prepare ourselves. You might have the food, water, gold, and silver, but ask yourself, are you truly prepared? That's why you need to visit MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com carries everything you need. Gas masks, wool blankets, fire starter kits, high-capacity magazines, chemical suits, military surplus items, and much more. Do you own a firearm? MaineMilitary.com has a large selection of pistols and rifles suited for your needs. Are your local stores sold out of ammunition? Call or visit them today for prices on hard-to-find ammo and bulk ammo orders. You don't need to worry about having a military surplus store in your area because MaineMilitary.com is the only store you'll ever need, all from the comfort of your computer. Visit them online today at MaineMilitary.com. That's Maine, like the state, military.com. Or call them at 1-877-608-0179. That's 1-877-608-0179.
Final segment. Thank you for riding shotgun with us today, listeners. Sorry the other callers on hold are just out of time. Please try to catch us back tomorrow. There's some good news from the Associated Press, if you can believe it. New power line almost ready at Japan nuke plant to restore electrical power. So that they, if it will click on that story for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers, so that they can really start getting some power in there to try to pump seawater in, and try to keep these from continuing to melt down and explode. But a lot of damage has obviously already been done. Continue to pray for those folks over there. Tomorrow I'm going to try to spend more time on actual charities that we've seen that aren't globalist. They're not perfect, but we've seen really good work from the Salvation Army globally before, but predominantly they're here in the U.S. United Way and others have been caught taking the money and using it for gun control groups and stealing most of it. You know, that's come out in the news over and over again. And so the people the government's telling you to give to, I really can't trust them. So make sure you do your research on who you give to. I try to give to local charities, local churches in Japan. It's always good to go to the little guys, in my opinion. Urgent fuel rods damage at Fukushima number 2 reactors, estimated at 70%. And one of the other reactors, 33% of their main fuel rods inside damaged, not just the spent fuel rods. That's Kyoto News. Nuclear crisis, rising radiation levels, halt work at Fukushima plant. Experts say nuclear emergency nearing point of no return. Very hardcore information there, and they go on to say that they may even pull out the 50 workers because the radiation is so high, but they're not releasing that level of radiation. Continuing, wind blow towards Pacific from quake hit Japan. It's now moved from the south back to the east, right towards the continental United States and Canada. Of course, that all-important article from Infowars.com by Paul Watson and Kurt Nemo. Alert, Fukushima cover-up, 40 years of spent fuel rods blown sky high. You want to get an idea of how big the cover-up is? It's admitted that all those reactors, they stored the old rods on the roof that shot up into the air. Four of the reactors have blown up, as you know, or caught fire. Japan scrambles to pull nuclear plant back from the brink. That's just some of the news and information on that front. A lot of other news here. TSA admits bungling. Oh, it was a mistake that the radiation was 10 times higher. They'll fix it with new fake test of body scanner radiation. Well, radiation's good for you, I thought. TSA backs off of a hearing they're having. We're going to be covering more of this more on the broadcast tomorrow. Again, retransmission coming up in a few minutes at Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.tv. If you want to hear what we were covering in the second hour with Greg Palash and the analysis on that front, a lot of key information from the callers. I've been so busy since Friday that I haven't even really been plugging our sponsors. Don't forget the online video bookstore and the T-shirts and the ball caps that help spread the word, Fall of the Republic, Endgame, Invisible Empire, the new Mark Dice book that we now have and are going to start shipping out tomorrow. That, of course, is Big Brother, The Orwellian Nightmare Come True, Jesse Ventura's book, now available, the 63 documents the government doesn't want you to read. Your purchase doesn't just get information that helps increase your understanding and others' understanding. It supports the overall operation. So Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.tv memberships. Also, free shipping for the rest of the month at eFoodsDirect.com on super high quality, grown in America, non-GMO, non-hybrid seeds and food. E, the letter E, FoodsDirect.com, or give them a call, 800-409-5633. You'll never stand in a bread line if you have your own bread, 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com. And finally, a new Diamond Gusset. Diamond Gusset celebrating 25th anniversary and is running their biggest special yet. You can get up to $55 off your purchase by going to gusset.com/sale on the Made in America regular jeans, motorcycle jeans, super high quality, a lot of other great clothing products there. Textiles at gusset, gusset.com/sale. Check them out today. And Looking for America went to number 17 on the GSC charts. Good job, listeners, on that front. See you back live. God bless you all. Pray for Japan and America.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.